Sankaya smadro acha Padabjam, lotus feet, vijahati, avoid, pandita, learner, ya, who, te, unto you, avamana, deriding, vyayamana, decreasing, ketana, this body, vishankaya, without doubt, asmat, our, guru, spiritual master, archati, worships, sma, in the past, yat, that, vina, without, upapattim, agitation, manava, manus, chakradasa, 14. Translation, my dear Lord, any learned person knows that unless he worships you, his entire life is spoiled. Knowing this, how could he give up worshipping your lotus feet? Even our Father and Spiritual Master, Lord Brahma, unhesitatingly worshipped you and the 14 Manus follow in his footsteps. The word Pandita means a wise man. Who is actually a wise man? A wise man is a scribe in Bhagavad Gita. After many births and deaths, he was actually in all, surrendered unto me, knowing me to be the cause of all causes and all that is. Such a great soul is very rare. Thus, when a wise man actually becomes wise after many births and whimsically attempts, at self-realization, surrenders unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna. Such a Mahatma or learned person knows that Krishna Vasudeva is everything. Learned persons always think that life is wasted unless they worship Lord Krishna or become a devotee. Srila Rupa Goswami also says that when one becomes an advanced devotee, he understands that he should be preserved and persevere, and that he should engage in the service of the Lord and not waste time. He should also be detached from all material attraction, and he should not long for any material respect in return for his activities. He should be certain that Krishna will bestow his mercy upon him, and he should always be very eager to serve the Lord faithfully. The wise man is always very eager to glorify the Lord by chanting and hearing. And he is always eager to describe the transcendental qualities of the Lord. He should also be attracted to those places where the Lord has pastimes. These are symptoms of an advanced devotee. An advanced devotee, or a perfect human being who is actually wise and learned, cannot give up the service at the lotus feet of the Lord. Although Lord Brahma had a long lifespan, Brahma is afraid of death and consequently engages in devotional service of the Lord. Similarly, all the mandas who appear disappeared in the day of Brahma are also engaged in the Lord's devotional service. In Brahma's day, 14 mandas appear and disappear. The first manda is fine by the manu. Each manu lives for 71 yugas, each consisting of 4,320,000 years. Although the Manus have such a long lifespan, they still prepare for the next life by engaging in the devotional service of the Lord. In this age, human beings live only for 60 or 80 years, and even this small lifespan is gradually decreasing. Therefore, it is even more imperative for human beings to take to the worship of the lotus feet of the Lord by constantly chanting the Hare Krishna mantras recommended by Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. When one is engaged in devotional service, he is often surrounded by envious people. Often many enemies come to try to defeat him or stop him. This is not new in this present age, for even in the days of yore, Prahlad Maharaj, who was engaged in the devotional service of the Lord, was harassed by his demoniac father, Hiranyakasipu. The atheists are always prepared to harass a devotee. Therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu suggested that one be very tolerant of these people. Nonetheless, one has to continue the chanting of the Hare Krishna mantra, preaching the chanting of this mantra, because such preaching and chanting constitute the perfection of life. One should chant and preach about the urgency of making this life perfect in all respects. One should thus engage in the devotional service of the Lord and follow the footsteps of previous acharyas, beginning with Lord Brahma and others. My dear Lord, any learned person knows that unless he worships you, his entire life is spoiled. Knowing this, how could he give up worshiping your lotus feet? Even our Father and spiritual master, Lord Brahma, on his limited worship you and fortune bodies, follow us with steps. So, the question here is, how could a wise person give up worshipping the lotus feet of the Lord? And, of course, the answer is that the wise person would never give up serving the lotus feet of the Lord. So what that means, of course, serving the lotus feet means to perform bhakti, to have pure, unalloyed devotion to the Lord and render service to him with that attitude. The opposite, of course, is a person who disrespects the lotus feet of the Lord. And even if one is a jnani and does not worship the lotus feet of the Lord, then he cannot get liberation. So the worship of the lotus feet of the Lord fulfills everything. It helps karmis get their goal. It helps jnanis get their goal of liberation. And, of course, it gives much more for the devotees. So whether one has no desire or all desires, desires for liberation, in any case, one should worship the Lord. So, in other words, the question asked here is, the statement here is that everyone should take to the worship of the Lord in whatever condition he's in and whatever other process he's following. And, of course, preferable is that he doesn't follow other processes, but simply follows the process of bhakti. He supports this by saying that Brahma followed this process, and the Manus, the 14 Manus, also followed this process. So, in this way, it is authorized from the very beginning of the creation. So, bhakti started with Brahma worshipping the Lord, and all of the Manus do the same. So, therefore, all the citizens, all the human beings within the Manvantara should also follow this process of bhakti. So this is the authorized process. Why would one give up the lotus feet of the Lord? One reason, of course, is gross materialism. Causing us to completely reject the idea of God. So in other words, a person may be atheistic or a pashandi. He may believe that devatas can give everything. So if people are very convinced of this, they will neglect the worship of the Lord. This, of course, is not recommended in the scriptures. So even in Karmakanda section, worship of Vishnu is not neglected. But some people may think they're over-intelligent, and they may simply worship a certain devata and neglect the worship of the Supreme Lord. So this is not approved by scripture. Other people will not follow scripture at all, and they will simply try to enjoy in the material world as much as they can. And therefore they also don't worship the Lord. So in both cases, these people are to be condemned. So, people who have material desires may reject the Lord, and people who want liberation may also reject the Lord. So some of the jnanis will also reject worship of the Lord and say that it is some sattva-gun manifestation and we want to go beyond sattva-gun, therefore we must give up the worship of the Lord. So those persons also are condemned, and they don't even get liberation. And the same with the yogis. Some yogis may also desire siddhis or liberation or whatever and not worship the Lord. And they also will fail in their endeavor. So these persons who reject the lotus feet of the Lord, either gross materialists or people following so-called Vedic processes, they're all to be condemned. All the results are useless without any real result. So therefore, second canto says that all desires, no desires, desire for liberation, etc., everyone should worship the Lord. So it's beneficial for karmas, jnanis, and yogis. And of course, it's most beneficial for the devotees. So, of all these processes, simply follow the process of bhakti is the best. And not mix it with anything else. That is the final conclusion of Bhagavatam. But many people can't do that. So therefore we have various mixtures and people following other processes. Yeah? But Bhagavatam also condemns this, that we shouldn't mix the processes, we shouldn't do the other processes at all. It's preferable to do bhakti. Yeah? If you can't do pure bhakti, at least do mixed bhakti. But that's better than doing karma, jnana, or yoga. Of all the different mixtures, still they give the wrong results. So therefore the best process is to simply do bhakti without any mixture at all. So that is the, where it says here, the wise person does not give up the lotus feet of the Lord. Ultimately, it indicates the wise person will do pure bhakti and nothing else. We will not mix it in any way and not follow other processes. And this is supported by the predecessors, that is Brahma and the Manus. So though it appears that Brahma is engaged in activities of creation, etc., we say, oh, he's a karmanist or bhakta, etc. In some cases that may be so. But in the Bhagavatam we'll see in the second canto, the Lord states at the birth of Brahma, he says, you will not be bewildered in this your life at all. So he indicates that this particular Brahma is very special and will not fall under illusion. So therefore, if he appears to be somewhat contaminated, that is only the pastime of the Lord. So when he bewilders, when Brahma bewilders or tries to fool Krishna by taking all the calves and cows, that is not actual bewilderment and showing his powers and showing that he is mixed bhakti. It is only the arrangement of the Lord. However, in other cases, the position of Brahma may be taken by someone who has mixed bhakti rather than pure bhakti. Just as David is also maybe in that category of having mixed rather than pure bhakti. And therefore they're given positions in the material world rather than being in the spiritual world. So, Brahma is there as an example, and the Manus are a good example also. So among the Manus we have, of course, Swayambhuva Manu, who actually got to see the Lord in the form of Yajna. And the Lord protected him. So he also has pure bhakti. So even though they carried out ruling over the world as manus, instituting dharma, etc., which is part of karma yoga, still, they were also practicing pure bhakti, unmixed with other things. As a blessing, the Lord resides for 71 yuga cycles as the Manvantara avatar to give blessings over the particular manu. So in this way, pure bhakti is to be preferred over mixed bhakti and over the other processes. Ultimately it becomes purified. This is Nama Bas can purify you also, and you can get liberation by that or whatever. So one becomes purified, but the goal one gets in the spiritual world is different from that practice of a pure bhakti. If a mixed devotee happens to associate with pure devotees, then of course it can change and develop pure bhakti and do that. So that is preferable.
Yeah. meditation?
Well, in bhakti, yes, because we're not pure and we have anarthas, we can make mistakes. So sadhana means it's not perfect, obviously. And even bhava's not perfect. You know, can make mistakes there. But Krishna also says, neha vikrama nasis pratyavadana vijate, and nothing is ever lost, even if you don't perfect bhakti. And if we don't perfect bhakti, that means we still have fault. And even if we don't perfect bhakti, it's apakka, it's not mature. Still, there's no fault. One is superior to those persons who do other processes still. So, in any case, there's no problem even if the bhakti is faulty. It will be faulty up until prema, actually. There will be some fault there. But the Lord accepts. Yeah, well, Avidhi Purvakam is they worship the Lord, they worship the devatas who represent the Lord without recognizing the Lord. If they recognize the Lord, then it is Vidhi Purvakam. We worship Shiva because he is a representative of Vishnu. Then it's okay. If we don't worship Shiva without Vishnu, then it is Avidhi Purvakam. Does Vaka mean only Lord Krishna? No, it means they have all the different avatars. All the forms of the Lord.
Brahma is afraid of death.
Huh?
Brahma is afraid of death.
Yeah, in one sense no, because he's so sattvic that he has knowledge, he's not going to really be afraid of death. But he'll die anyway. If he's a devotee, then he will not be afraid of death, obviously, because death is afraid of the Lord and the name of the Lord and bhakti. Yeah, if one is fully engaged, then it's bhakti. Which is the cream of Vedic civilization. Yeah, probably Eva is the correct form. That's in the Chaitanya Charitamrita. It's Eva. Yeah.
Here is mentioned that the wise man becomes wise. And here the purport is when the wise man actually becomes wise.
Well, a so-called wise man, when he becomes really wise, then he'll surrender to the Lord, that's all.
Antrasya Shrimad Bhagavatam Jaya 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 Jaya